You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma. 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker at Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that paraeducator Carrie disappointingly only makes $29,000 a year. But I thought that was a cool move, Gabe, to hook her up with hometown holiday tickets. It's just a little thank you for what she does for our kids, especially our kids with special needs.
I really think that she deserves it.
Yeah, yeah. Hell yeah.
It's the least we could do.
As you said, she deserves to let her hair down.
Yeah. Your hair down.
It's going to be fun. All right. Let's grab Stephanie here. She lives in Enumclaw. Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Even better now that you called in and we're talking to you and you're on the air for Share Your Salary. So thank you for doing that.
Of course.
Okay. Are you at work right now?
I'm not. I'm sitting at the kitchen table drinking my coffee.
Oh, what kind of coffee are you drinking?
Oh, black coffee with Coffee Mate French vanilla creamer.
Is it the sugar-free?
It's not.
Hey, okay, count as your questions.
No.
You're getting docked points right now.
I'm sorry. That's my wife's creamer, and she just likes the sugar-free, but that's what she says, too. This is my vice. I love my creamer.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Stephanie's an LPN for a nursing home. So what we're going to do, and that's a nurse, by the way, we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock right now. We'll just ask you as many questions as we can in that amount of time. When we're done, we'll play a song. We'll gather our thoughts. We'll come back. We will all guess what we think you make based on what you've told us. But the fun part, people listening will get to hear how much you make as an LPN at a nursing home coming up in a few minutes. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right, Gabe, are you ready?
I was born ready.
Holy fireballs. Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Ladies first, begin, Gabe.
How many years have you been at your job?
10 years.
Ooh. Okay, let's back the truck up just a little bit and tell me again what LPN stands for.
Licensed practical nurse.
Do you have to have any sort of like, well, that's a dumb question, but like what sort of certifications do you have to have?
So I had about 2 years of prerequisite classes and then the program itself was a year.
Have you worked at the same nursing home for 10 years?
Yes, I have.
Do you plan on staying there for a long time?
No, not much longer.
Oh. Okay. Has any one of the residents ever left you something really cool in their will because they just appreciated you so much?
Oh, no.
Ah!
Not yet.
Gosh.
What is it that is making you want to leave your current job?
Oh, it's just a lot. Taking too much time away from family.
How many pairs of scrubs do you own?
Not a whole lot. I don't really wear a lot of scrubs anymore. Maybe like 6 pairs.
What made
buzzer
you
went off there. You probably, I don't know.
Dang buzzer.
You know, Stephanie, one of these days, Gabe's going to lose it. She's going to freak out. Start ripping the studio apart.
Yeah. I'm going to flip this table.
And you and her, you're going to quit your jobs on the same day. And be like, I'm done. All right. If you want to guess what Stephanie is making as an LPN at a nursing home in Enumclaw, go ahead and text the guest to 46150. Put your name and where you live on that text, please, because I'm going to use it as my guess. And if you can hang out for 3 minutes, Stephanie's going to share her salary right after the song.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. Stephanie's on the phone. She lives in the Claw, close to PETA's. She is an LPN for a nursing home. Gabe, what else did we just learn about Stephanie before we do the deal?
She's been doing it for about 10 years. In total, like the training was about 3 years. She has been at the same place, but she isn't planning on being there much longer. And contrary to popular belief, she hasn't been in anyone's will.
Oh, I know. And you always have that idea like in your head, like maybe I watched Cocoon too many times back in the day. Like, he left me his boat.
That's crazy.
Okay. Captain Ron, you were the winner the last time we played. You're up. What are you thinking?
So I remember, a couple of months ago, there was someone else who worked at a nursing home. They were underpaid, and I think she's leaving to make more money. So I think maybe 50.
Okay, Gabe, do you think more or less?
I think it's a little bit more because she has been there for 10 years. So I'm going to say 59.
Okay, I think Captain Ron is right, just based on share your salary experience. When you work at a nursing home, you do not make as much as you could make as a licensed practicing nurse in another, like at a hospital or for a doctor. But she's been there for 10 years, like Gabe said. So I'm going to use both of your knowledges here. I'm going to tie it all together, but I'm going to go 65.
Okay.
And I think that's probably going to get me the win. 50, 59,
whatever.
65. But really, that doesn't matter, Stephanie. Needham-Claw, how much are you actually making as an LPN for nursing home? It is time to end the guesswork and share your salary. What is it ever?
$115,000.
Whoa.
I quit my life.
Goodbye.
Yeah, wow. Jeez. And you're going to walk away from six figures, huh?
Well, it's sometimes money just isn't worth it.
What about your job is so challenging that you can't deal with it for $115,000? Is it like residents pooping all over the floor or what is it?
No. So I'm a resident care manager. And so it's more of an office type job, just working with the doctors and the families. And, just things have changed so much with COVID and, the regulations and the stipulations. And it's just kind of a little bit more difficult. Staffing is hard. So it's a lot of overtime and unexpected overtime, and family's just more important. I just need a little bit more time at home. So
I can dig that. Family's always more important. So Do you plan on finding another job doing this, being a nurse somewhere else, or just like, hey, I'm gonna lay it up for a little bit?
Mm-hmm. No, I do have something else lined up, so I'm excited.
Excited for you.
Yeah. Well, we won't go into details there because this is about sharing your salary right now. But when you get into your new job, you have to call back and share that salary.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.